The thing that every one of us must come to grips with is that when we choose individually to do what we want over and above what God has commanded for us in our life, we bring something into the body of self-determination and self-will that infects everybody around us. It's the reason why we are exhorted in Scripture to walk with a sober heart, to walk circumspectly. It doesn't mean to walk depressed. It doesn't mean to walk in a non-joyful manner at all, quite the opposite. But to handle this thing, realizing that God has put something divine and supernatural in our hands. And the passion of my life is to prove to be faithful. That's the real goal. Gifts come. Some people get a lot. Some people get few. Matters not to me. That's not the test. The test is that I take what He's given to me and I use it faithfully. There are people in this room that I know you have debated this issue of the tithe, and you've come to the conclusion that the tithe is a part of the Old Testament law. I'd like for you to turn to one more scripture. Matthew chapter 5. Matthew chapter 5, verse 21. You have heard that it was said to those of old, you shall not murder, and whoever murders will be in danger of the judgment. But I say to you that whoever is angry with his brother without a cause shall be in danger of judgment. We'll leave that story. Let's go to another. Verse 27. You have heard that it was said to those of old, you shall not commit adultery. But I say to you that whoever looks at a woman to lust for her has already committed adultery with her in his heart. Let's assume for a moment that the tithe, is completely based in the law. How does Jesus treat the law? See, living under grace does not mean that we are free from commandments. In the law, Jesus said, you were told, don't murder. But I say to you, and He is the author of grace, and I say to you that it's not just murder, but it's those who are angry in their heart to their brother without a cause. What does He do? Does He weaken the commandment under the law? Or does He take it deeper still, requiring more of the human heart? Adultery. He says, you've heard, the law said, don't commit adultery. But I'm taking it a step further. Grace will always drive deeper than the law could ever hope to drive. And He says, whoever looks on a woman to lust after her has committed adultery. For those of you that say the tithe is under law, then I say, take a look at the way Jesus treated the law. Would He not much more come to us instead of using such a thing as an excuse to withdraw our funds from being able to support the ministry of God on the planet? Instead of creating such an excuse, would He not say, then everything that you own is mine, and the tithe is absolutely just the bare minimum beginning place. There is no giving with the tithe. The tithe is my rent for breathing His air living on His planet.